Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff, and it is Valentine's Day. So from the heart city of Allentown, Nebraska, Kim and I would like to wish everyone a very, very happy Valentine's Day. And we want to say thank you to Slut & Angus. They had their 36th annual bull sale this past Monday in Faith, South Dakota. Thanks for being a sponsor here on The Good Stuff program. And if you'd like to be a sponsor somewhere, just email kimhburge@gmail.com. Remind you that Tri-State Livestock News is your trusted source for all things agriculture. Every detail of our publication is tailored to the cattleman, from connecting buyers and sellers around the clock to providing the latest news and updates in the industry. Tri-State Livestock News is what ranchers read. And if you'd like to find out more, go to tsln.com. So, Kim, as we take a look, we have Valentine's Day. What do you have for us?
Actually, Mike, I have got some short little funny Valentine's Day stories that fit pretty good. All right, here we go. Driving through Southern California, I stopped at a roadside stand that sold fruit, vegetables, and crafts. As I went to pay, I noticed the young woman behind the counter was painting a sign. "Why the new sign?" I asked. "My boyfriend didn't approve of the old one," she said. When I glanced at what hung above the counter, I understood. It declared, "Local honey, dates, nuts." That was contributed by Theodore Bologna. How do you think of that for a last name? Okay, let's check this out. I thought this was a cute story. I met my husband while I was working in the science library. He came in every week to read the latest journals and eventually decided to take out the librarian instead of the books. After a year and a half of dating, he showed up at the library and started rummaging through my desk. I asked what he was looking for, but he didn't answer. Finally, he unearthed one of the rubber stamps I used to identify reference books. "Since I couldn't find the right engagement ring," he said, "this will have to do." And he firmly stamped my hand. Across my knuckles in capital letters, it read, "Not for circulation." We don't see those stamps anymore, but they were pretty cool. They served their purpose.
The other day, you had some trivia about Valentine's Day. Yeah. I came up with a couple of my own.
Oh, good job.
So before X stood for the kiss, what did it represent at the end of a letter? The cross.
Oh.
It represented the cross.
Oh, and we turned it to a kiss?
Yep.
We should have left it a cross and gone something else for a kiss.
Cupid has what name in Greek mythology? Eros.
I was just going to say, I was trying to think of the word. Yes.
In Roman mythology, Cupid is the son of whom?
No clue.
Venus, the goddess of love.
Oh, well, of course.
Okay.
That a razor?
What else do you have?
Okay, let's have another story. How's that? My boyfriend and I met online and we'd been dating for over a year. I introduced Hans to my uncle, who was fascinated by the fact that we met over the internet. He asked Hans what kind of line he had used to pick me up. Ever the geek. You're going to love this, Mike. Ever the geek, Hans naively replied, "I just used a regular 56K modem."
Old school.
No kidding. Oh, that is old school. Ann McConnell sent that. Here's another one. The lingerie store where my aunt works was crowded with shoppers selecting Valentine's Day gifts for their wives. A young businessman came to the register with a lacy black negligee. My aunt noticed that the next customer, an elderly farmer, was holding a long flannel nightgown and kept glancing at the younger man's sexier choice. When it was his turn, the farmer placed the nightgown on the counter. "Would you have anything in black flannel?" he asked. I thought that was so cute.
So what Valentine's Day candy was first created on equipment made for lozenges? Sweethearts.
The little conversation?
Yeah.
Oh,
I thought you'd
cool.
want to know that.
I did want to know that. Everybody else did too. We're all applauding you. Yay.
Okay.
Okay, we've got time for just one more story. My husband, a CPA or a certified public accountant, works 15-hour days for the first few months of the year. In spite of his hectic schedule, he took time out to order me flowers for Valentine's Day. While pondering what sweet endearment to write on the card, he obviously began thinking of the many hours of work still ahead of him. His note read, "Roses are red, violets are blue. If I weren't thinking of you, I'd probably be through." Okay, folks. Well, Mike and Kim Burge here, and we'd like to wish you a very happy Valentine's Day from the heart city of Valentine, and thank you for listening to The Good Stuff.